This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Two rural Alaska state senators want to make sure every Alaskan has access to a ballot on Election Day in November. Democratic Senators Lyman Hoffman and Donnie Olson are calling on the State Division of Elections to create a plan ensuring every eligible Alaskan will get a ballot in their community. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Senators Hoffman and Olson represent most of western and northern Alaska, an area filled with small remote villages. Last month, KYUK reported that the Division of Elections did not send primary election ballots to one of these villages, McDougavick in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The division said it didn't know people were living there, even though a population had relocated to McDougavick with assistance from the state over a year ago. Another community, Newtok, never received primary election ballots. Senator Hoffman represents these two communities. Senator Olson represents the area where the regional election office is located. Olson alleges voter suppression, saying the Division of Elections failed to do its job to give every eligible Alaskan their constitutional right to vote.
It was just unbelievable that this could have happened.
On Wednesday, Olson sent a letter to the division asking it to produce a plan that ensures every community will receive the required number of ballots for the people who are registered to vote there by November 3rd.
Especially during this pandemic, we need to make sure that people have the ability to go ahead and make sure their vote counts and know that their vote is going to count.
In a press release, Senator Hoffman also called for the Division of Elections to, quote, outline their plan to ensure every rural Alaska community has access to a ballot. Hoffman did not respond to a request for comment for this story. In an email, State Elections Director Gail Finumiai says her division is planning to hold Election Day voting in Newtok. She says two people in Newtok have verbally committed to working the polls. In McDougavick, the division has secured an absentee voting official and has mailed that official voting materials. The division is working with the McDougavick school principal to establish a secure voting site at the school. Finumiai asked Senators Hoffman and Olson's help in securing election workers in rural communities. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in coronavirus news. At least three YK Delta communities are in lockdown after residents tested positive for COVID-19. Quinnahock, Kipnuk, and Kosigluk. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Quinnahock has entered its second week of lockdown, which began late last month. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced evidence of community spread of the coronavirus in the village this past weekend. Since then, it has confirmed over 30 cases in the community, the most cases in the region outside of Bethel. Elsewhere in the region, Kipnuk entered a two-week lockdown last Friday after a resident tested positive for the virus. Kipnuk Tribal Administrator Nikolai Slim said that this week he'd talked with the woman who tested positive, and she told him she wasn't feeling sick and that her family is watching her closely. The Kipnuk lockdown has closed the tribal office to the public. The school has moved to remote learning. The village's only church, which is Moravian, is closed. The store is only accepting phone orders. The tribal council is asking residents to stay home as much as possible and to not visit with others. Slim said that not being able to visit with friends and relatives is making everyone feel, quote, locked in. The same day Kipnuk entered lockdown, so did Kosigluk, again. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says a Kosigluk resident tested positive for the virus elsewhere in Alaska last week, but had been in the village during their infectious period. Kosigluk Akiyuk School Principal George Gladish says the lockdown began after school let out last Friday. That meant returning to remote learning. It was a big blow. The school had just finished its first week of in-person classes this semester. Kosigluk had been in lockdown previously because its neighboring community, Nunapachuk, had also gone into lockdown. Meanwhile, Nunapachuk ended its lockdown in late September. YKHC confirmed community spread of the coronavirus there earlier that month. As of Wednesday, Nunapachuk Tribal Administrator Tom Neck says YKHC has not confirmed a new case in 2 weeks. The Nunapachuk school has been in remote learning mode the entire semester and will continue remote learning for at least another week and a half. In Nunapachuk, travel has been limited. Residents require tribal council permission to travel to Bethel or any larger cities. Anyone traveling into the village must quarantine for 2 weeks, and the tribe's quarantine workers will run errands for them. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in environment. It's going to take Donlin Gold a little longer to get a final decision on whether they will receive the state's right-of-way lease for its gas pipeline. The lease grants Donlin permission to build its pipeline over state-owned lands. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources is reviewing its lease after Alaska Native tribes claim the state failed to account for the cumulative effects of the 315-mile pipeline. KYUK's Chrissy Schallenberger has more.
State officials say they decided to review the lease after a handful of tribes raised concerns that the agency didn't consider all the impacts from the pipeline that stretches from Cook Inlet over the Alaska Range and into the Upper Kuskokwim region. Five tribes from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and South Central regions praised the decision to review the right-of-way lease decision, but Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Dan Sadler says the agency still stands behind its original decision to grant Donlin Gold the lease in January.
We hope that by additional conversation about it, we can make that clear to everybody. So you know, we're just taking more time to make sure that everyone agrees with the decision we made and to give people the opportunity to read it more thoroughly and to comment again if they'd like to.
The pipeline is part of the massive infrastructure Donlin Gold needs to build before it can start operating its mine. The pipeline would ship gas from Cook Inlet up to the mine site, where it would fuel a gas power plant that powers Donlin's operations. Donlin Gold has said residents in the nearby villages could tap the pipeline to fuel their homes instead of relying on expensive diesel fuel. But the tribes that object say the pipeline is too risky. The pipeline would cross streams that could house fish and possibly hurt subsistence hunting and fishing. Mark Springer is the executive director of the Rutchakahinyut Native Council in Bethel, and he praised the decision to review the lease again.
And what would you see as the ideal outcome coming from the additional review?
Is that the right-of-way wouldn't be granted?
Springer says the outcome ONC ultimately wants is no mine at all. But DNR Sadler says that DNR is likely not going to stop the project from moving forward in the permitting process. Sadler says the agency's regulatory structure is not designed to stop it.
Public gets a chance to opportunity to comment, but we can't guarantee that everyone's going to get their own way all the time.
So far, DNR is only accepting public comments and has no plans to schedule a public hearing. Sadler says the state has already gone, quote, above and beyond with 11 public hearings over the pipeline.
There is no statutory requirement to have more public hearings on the remand decision. In fact, the law is kind of silent on that.
The public has until November 9th to submit their written comments to DNR. Sadler says people need to focus on how DNR considered the cumulative impacts of the pipeline in their comments. For KYUK News, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
And finally, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 5 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday. There are 51 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 200 cases since March. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.